you without Arizona Western scoring or still keeping the lead is so much the better. Bottom of the fifth inning, one man out. Double and a single with a strikeout sandwiched between them, and that's how we stand right now. Pinch runner, Klatt over at first base for the catcher. Breaking pitch in the dirt, ball one. Brad Thorne looking a little more relaxed behind the plate now, and I'm not sure if it's just a case that you've caught five games or four games in 2 days makes you relax. Maybe that's it.
He is very limber and moving around well back there.
Brad Thorne really has matured nicely as a catcher this year. Klatt at first, over at third is Munoz. Pitch up, ball two, 2-0 count. Justin Crisafulli. That 8-2 lead can disappear in a hurry if you give up a long one and start scoring runs in bunches. So MacArthur, the idea is to try to get as many outs. One man out, bottom of the fifth inning. Aaron MacArthur working on the mound. Has the 8-2 advantage over Arizona Western. Dixie with the advantage. Pitch in the dirt, fastball bounces, ball three. And MacArthur has lost his rhythm for a moment.
He's got to find the happy medium here because he bounced one. Then he came back with a fastball that rose and was too high. Then he bounced a fastball in front of the plate. So he's got to find that spot right in the middle.
The only comforting thought for Dixie right now is their batters have been hitting Arizona Western. The pitch, called strike on that outside corner. You can see that one coming.
Yes. Griffin was taking all the way.
Arizona Western needs base runners. The Matadors trying to get their first ever trip to the JUCO. Dixie trying to become the first Utah team to go twice. The pitch hit hard to left center field. Craig Peterson right there. That may be enough to bring home Munoz, and Peterson will let him score. Wants to keep the man at first, so a sacrifice fly. Good hard line drive to the center fielder. Gets the run home, and that makes it an 8-3 ball game, but has the second out. Crisafulli. An RBI single, flight out to the right fielder and fairly deep last time. So Crisafulli has been hitting MacArthur. Justin Crisafulli. So a run home here. MacArthur giving up some runs. Gave up seven last time. But still ended up as the victorious pitcher. The pitch misses. Ball one as he went against Riggs College. Ball one to Crisafulli. Ted Gonzalez waiting on deck.
You get that second out, though, and a lot of the pressure is taken off.
Infield gets to play back.
Yeah. Your infield can play back and make a good play on a hard hit ball.
Pick off over at first. They want to keep Klatt close. They don't want him running hog wild if Crisafulli hits it hard someplace. Wind starting to blow a little bit from right field towards the left field corner. So if you can get it up, you may get a little help to left field. Pitch hit in the air to right field and fairly deep. No, it's off the end of the bat. Parker comes in. Started back, and it looked like it was going to go, but it was off the end of the bat. Parker handles it again for the third out to retire the side. So in that inning, one run, couple of hits, no errors, a man left. And at the end of five complete, Dixie has an 8-3 lead over Arizona Western on a quest for the JUCO back after this timeout.
You know a winning team when you see one, so why not see the award-winning lineup of 1995 GMC trucks at your local Color Country GMC dealers. Your selection of GMC trucks is better than ever, and they're all specially priced to guarantee you excellent values on the GMC you've been wanting, like the new GMC Sierras, the Suburbans, the Jimmys, and the Yukons. You'll score savings at your local Color Country GMC, so visit Newby Auto Center in Ridgefield, Tri-State GMC in Cedar City, and Newby GMC in St. George.
Hike new trails at the base of soaring cliffs. Explore new regions of Zion Canyon. Stroll down scenic streets where? Springdale. Quaint shops and cozy accommodations are yours at Flanagan's with fine dining at Flanagan's Restaurant. Flanagan's in Springdale.
What are we going to do with all these old newspapers?
And these empty soda cans and bottles, we can't just keep throwing them away.
Isn't there a recycling center in St. George?
Recycle USA at 46 North 900 East behind Harmon's. They'll buy recyclables. Call 628-4982. Recycle USA.
Cale Shepard coming to the plate, has walked, has singled in a run, has popped out to the shortstop just barely in fair territory. So he is one for two and a base on balls. Shepard really trying to come uncorked in this tournament, has two RBIs, which isn't bad, but after 15 last weekend, pitch hit hard to right field. Back goes the right fielder. Shepard has home run number 12.
Did you say uncorked?
It is uncorked and out of here. Cale Shepard, RBI. No pass ball, no wild pitch. That one's just gone, and it's a 9-3 ball game. Give up the run, get it back, and Gordon Jolly has to be pleased with that first baseman's hit. Number 12 on the year, second RBI of this ball game, and Dixie 9-3 with the lead. Aaron MacArthur with a thank you, Cale.
Yes, I had a premonition. I was going to say he's going to jump on one here and everything, and I couldn't get my word in edgewise, so I didn't get to say it, but I just had a premonition. He was due to break out, and, boy, he jumped on it.
Very calm bench for Arizona Western. Breaking pitch, called strike to Wyatt Cloward. Arizona Western, good comeback team. They have scored a lot in extra innings, so there's still some confidence over there, but it's starting to wax just a little bit, or wane just a little bit, I should say. No Wayne in the forecast. Pitch outside. High to the backstop. Ball one. Gets silly this time of the day. 1-1 count to Wyatt Cloward. Troy Tuttle waiting on deck. Skeeter Ellison behind him. Dixie will have played 18 innings today to try to get through and get onto the JUCO. The preliminary schedule says a week from Sunday, 7:30 in the evening, the final first-round game will match the West Region, District winner against the Central District winner. Next pitch, back here again. Bounces outside, so Sykes, not only having trouble trying to find the plate, barely by finding the backstop.
Do you think that home run by Shepard maybe Sykes'd him out?
I'll take it. You deserve that one. Breaking pitch, inside, ball three. 3-1 count. No pun like an old pun. I love it. That's a new pun, though. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Paul. You deserve to giggle on that one. 3-1 pitch coming up to Wyatt Cloward. Pitch down low, ball four. And so a home run and a base on balls. And Dixie trying to make a lapper out of this, but you'd never quite laugh until it's all over. And Dixie, the way they played in the first game, will at best smile if they come away with a victory this time around.
Yeah.
May smile broadly, but at best they will smile. Troy Tuttle at the plate. Tuttle has flied out, and called out on strikes. Popped out, flied out, called out. Chris Sykes, the third pitcher used by Arizona Western. More activity down in the bullpen now. The pitch hit over the third baseman's head. Foul. Just hooks it foul. Number 17. Is that our man? Damon Lorenz. And Picos, both. Humberto Picos, the left-hander, starting to get up now. Although Picos was a losing pitcher yesterday in that 5-4 ball game, he pitched pretty well. Pitched well enough to win. And Lambert pitched just one run better enough to get the win instead of Picos. Into the stretch, Sykes to the plate, breaking pitch in the dirt. Boxed around by Navarro and kept it in front of him. So that bout won by Navarro. 1-1 count to Troy Tuttle. Tuttle looking for a good base hit right now. A run in on the solo home run by Cale Shepard. His third in postseason play. Into the stretch, Sykes looks at first to Cloward. Pitch up high, rides way high. Ball two. 2-1 count to Troy Tuttle. Top of the sixth inning, Dixie, the visiting team, still has four big innings to try to get Arizona Western out. But they now own a six-run lead again. 9-3, Dixie over Arizona Western. Right-handed hitting Tuttle. The pitch. Breaking pitch inside. Tuttle skips out of the way. 3-1 count. Skeeter Ellison.
He can't afford to lose him here, Larry.
Ellison waiting on deck. Ellison strangely silent in this ball game hitting-wise. In fact, after having the huge day yesterday, strangely silent all day. The pitch. Fastball misses outside. Ball four. So Sykes loses another one. Moving to second is Cloward. Moving on to first is Troy Tuttle. Any movement from Manifold? No, he's just throwing a baseball up. He's very frustrated along the bench right now. Needing pitching. Arizona Western with a ton of pitching, but Dixie's been able to hit around some pretty good pitchers today. Skeeter Ellison at the plate. Grounded out, flight out to the shortstop. Struck out last time. On a ball in the dirt, so he's 0-3 in this ball game. About due. Nobody out. Dixie with a chance to have a huge sixth inning if they can keep things going. Skeeter Ellison against Chris Sykes. Arizona Western does not want this one to get away. Fastball in the dirt, ball one. And it's on the verge of becoming a mountain to overcome. Six runs, well, in college baseball, especially with good teams, and the way it's been iffy with the fielding for both teams today, anything can happen.
Six-run lead will disappear in a hurry.
Fastball right back to the backstop. Fastball, it looks like, I think. Let's see if the official score goes pass ball.
Pass ball or wild pitch? Wild pitch.
That makes up for the pass ball last time. Chris Sykes has a wild pitch. Men at second and third. Troy Tuttle on at second. Cloward at third. It's a 2-0 count to Skeeter Ellison. That's in the batter's favor. Earlier today, Dixie losing 8-6 to Arizona Western. That's why we're here now with game number two of this day. Great couple of weekends of baseball at Hurst Field. This one a little sloppy defensive-wise, so it isn't quite as crisp. Pitch, breaking pitch in the dirt. Gets away. Here comes the runner. Cloward is going to score. Make it 10-3. And another wild pitch. So back-to-back wild pitches and another run scores. And moving to third is Tuttle, and it's 3-0 to Skeeter Ellison. So it's a 10-3 ball game. And Arizona Western starting to flinch. As the Matadors and the Rebels are going to the wire. Still plenty of time left, and a lot of weird things can happen. Aaron MacArthur has gotten a fairly strong five innings for Dixie, but still has four more innings to get Arizona Western out. The 3-0 pitch to Ellison, ball four. Base on ball number three. So Sykes, who came in and got the runner out, the batter out, in this inning has served up a home run and three walks. The question is, who is going to be the replacement? Manifold waiting around, and I think he's going to make the change right about now. So with nobody out in the top of the sixth inning, two runs in, Dixie with a 10-3 lead over Arizona Western. I think we're going to have a pitching change. Manifold has not signaled yet. He hasn't turned around to look. He's waiting for Picos and also out there Lorenz to see what they can do. That's the ball, and Sykes gave it a shot, got one out in his time on the mound. And Picos is coming in. So 10-3, Dixie with the lead. Top of the sixth inning. We'll be back after this timeout.
It's bigger than ever.
It's the 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kind closeouts and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the 10 and store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
These hot dogs are great.
The 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Wondering where to purchase your new Maytag appliance? Need professional service by a factory-trained technician? Call Reliable Maytag Home Appliance Center at 652-1330 or stop by 239 North Bluff Street in St. George. Reliable Maytag, your hometown Maytag dealer.
Don't chance it when it comes to financing your home. Call Medallion Mortgage for VA, FHA, or conventional to purchase or refinance your home. Medallion Mortgage, in business since 1958, and they'll pre-qualify you for free. Call 628-9006 or see them at 60 North 300 East in St. George. Medallion Mortgage.
Humberto Picos comes in. Yesterday he got the complete game loss, so his record stands at 7-3 on the year. A sophomore out of Nogales, Arizona, down on the border. As good, solid pitcher, Picos with that huge curveball yesterday, just had a little bit of frustration. He was getting wild in odd times, just missing off the plate, missing in the strike zone. Dixie came up with a 5-4 victory against him yesterday.
He's got to have a rubber arm because he threw a complete game with 117 pitches yesterday, and here he comes back today. I don't know how long he'll be able to last, but that's an incredible thing to come back on no rest and come back after having thrown nearly 120 pitches and try and shut the door here.
I think the idea is from Picos, they want the rest of this inning, maybe another if they can. See if he can get a couple of innings for them and then try to get somebody else in there of solid pitching form. All right, now Arizona Western, it looked like they were loaded with pitching, struggling against the Dixie bats. Brad Thorne turns around, goes to the right side, calls strike, turns that ball over. That was part of Picos' secret yesterday, at the big curveball, and then would turn over and get a little bit of a screwball action. One strike count to Brad Thorne. Nobody out. Men on at second and third, and the infield in at least shortstop and third, second baseman about midway, and holding the runner on at first, second and third, not second and third. Strike on the big curveball. Brad Thorne tried to hold up. The umpire said it was a strike all the way, and it looked like a strike all the way.
Sure looked like a strike, and Brad wanted to go for it and then held up and finally was frozen and did nothing with it.
Choking up a little bit on the bat. Has a home run left-handed. Pitch outside, ball one. Robert Huddleston, the president of Dixie College, quietly sitting over on the far side because he had played 2 years for the Matadors. This is his team as a student and as a ball player. Pitch outside, ball two. And now the red and white of the Dixie College Rebels, his team, as the paid-for president of Dixie College. It's amazing. You go to a school, but sometimes that paycheck makes a whole bunch of difference.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I was a student at Ricks College, and who do you think I was rooting for when Dixie played Ricks?
This time around. Pitch up, ball three. Of course, Paul Husselby with me is the professor of journalism at Dixie College, but you're leaving Dixie College next year, aren't
you?
Yes,
I am.
Pitch inside, ball four. And so after an 0-2 count, he loses him. That loads the bases. Thorne on at first base. Ellison goes to second. As soon as Thorne touches down at first base, Bronson Bills pops out of the dugout. Bills headed to Los Angeles on an LDS church mission has already received his call. Troy Tuttle is supposed to go on his mission, I think, next week. But he can't. He's still in school. He will be in the JUCO when he's supposed to leave on his mission. I think he will be headed waiting a little bit. Justin Garrett, bases loaded, pitch ball one. Garrett has singled, has doubled, has grounded out. He is two for three, has scored a run. Nobody out, top of the sixth inning. Dixie with two runs in. It's a 10-3 ball game. The infield is in. Pitch down low, gets away from the catcher, but not far. Ball two. Navarro kind of lucky on that one, stuck the glove out. It bounced away from the glove and hit his throwing hand.
So even though that stings, it probably saved a run.
It's a relief at one end, even if it stings at the hand. On deck is Craig Peterson, who is having a game and a half in this, the deciding ball game of the District 10 Championship. 10-3, Dixie with the lead right now. The pitch to Garrett, hit, foul. Count goes to 2-1. So Garrett not afraid to go after the pitch if he likes it. Paul, you're headed to where? University of Ohio? Ohio University?
Ohio University in Athens, Ohio.
To work on your Ph.D.?
To teach and work on my Ph.D.
Become a FUD, as they would say.
Yes.
Pitch in the dirt. Ball three. 3-1 count. Congratulations, Paul. Great opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. I'm going to miss the opportunities that I've had have been created for me here in St. George, but this was just an opportunity. They came to me, and I couldn't pass it by.
I mean, you have a chance to increase your education and still do some teaching. Great. Get paid for it, too.
Not bad.
Humberto Picos, the pitch, called strike, just catches that corner. Humberto Picos with a 3-2 count to Justin Garrett.
With nobody out, you will not start the runners here.
3-2 pitch. Still in the infield. The pitch to Garrett. Hit on the ground towards the second baseman and will come home for one. Throw it wildly. The run scores. Error on the second baseman.
E4.
And Navarro got hit in the throat with the throw. So the errors. Ted Gonzalez throws the error on the fielder's choice. No RBI. Everybody moves up 90 feet, and Dixie has an 11-3 lead. To home is Tuttle. To third is Ellison. On to second is Bronson Bills, the pinch runner. And on at first is Justin Garrett and Navarro. That hurt him in the throat. Bounced up, hit him in the throat. Navarro scrambled after it, but coming home was double. So Garrett did just what Picos wanted him to do, only Ted Gonzalez commits the error, and that is number two on Arizona Western. Bases loaded, still nobody out. Peterson takes a strike on that inside corner.
Big hook.
Craig Peterson, three singles, and a flyout. Peterson went one for two yesterday, finally got a base hit against Picos. This one pulled towards the first baseman. Munoz comes to the plate, has the one runner, and that's it. So this time the fielder's choice works. So the fielder's choice, 3-2, and one run out, and one man out. Moving to third is Bills. Moving to second is Garrett. And Peterson to the plate. or Peterson to first, I should say. Buggy Sudbury has walked three times, reached on an error. Sudbury, golden time for him to become healthy against Picos, if he will. The pitch, swung on and missed, turned the ball over, just got a piece of it. Swung on and foul tipped, I should say.
Tried to come in the back door with that tailing fastball away from the hitter, and Buggy just got a bat on it.
Arizona Western infield still in. They want the out at the plate. Pitch hit hard inside the third baseman. That's going to be at least two runs. Sudbury with the hit has a double, I think. Pulling into third base is Peterson. Two runs in, and Sudbury claps his hands together at second base. That's it. He's got his double. Number 18 on the year. Two-run score. It's 13-3. And Dixie with the bats alive here in this second game.
Well, with the infield drawn in, Buggy just slapped it down the third baseline. And, of course, Griffin was so far in that he had no time to react. The ball got there so quickly that it got by him. And once it's down that line, well, you can run forever. And Buggy pulls into second with a stand-up double and two runs batted in.
Called strike to Brad Parker, the ninth man to come to the plate, and still only one man out. So Bill scores, Garrett scores, and on at third is Peterson. On at second is Buggy Sudbury. First hit against Arizona Western today. Parker with a three-run home run, swings at the curveball and misses. 0-2 count. So Parker could break out of it at any time. It's a 13-3 lead. Dixie with a 10-run margin. And they've got to do a lot of hitting against Aaron MacArthur to knock the Dixie High School right-hander out of the box. In fact, MacArthur has been sitting for so long, he's starting to warm up again on the sidelines. The pitch hit hard to center field. That one's going to drop. One run will score. Sudbury around third base. They're going to send him. Dropped in center field, holding on at first base. Two-run single by Parker. Five RBIs today for Brad Parker. So Sudbury breaks out with a vengeance, followed by Parker, still only one man out, and it's a 15-3 margin. And Cale Shepard, who began this whole inning with a solo home run, and it's hard to believe that it's still in the sixth inning. So Humbertos Picos tried to do what he could, but that's it. And Cale Shepard, a smile on his face, he's hoping not to face the left-hander, and that's what he will not be doing. Timeout. With one man out, Dixie with a 15-3 margin, seven runs here in the sixth inning. And a change of pitchers. We'll be back after this timeout.
We're the bank for the brand new generation. We're the bank for when you're banking on the run. We're the bank for convenience you can count on. Working towards the future, we're growing strong.
Sun Capital Bank.
We're number one.
Sun Capital Bank.
We're growing strong.
Sun Capital Bank.
Sun comes shining through.
For quality and lasting excellence, protect your concrete investment with DecoSeal. Number one in customer service and beautiful concrete coatings. Others try to imitate, but there's only one true DecoSeal. Call 674-2222 today.
Expert beauty salon service at beauty school prices. That's what you get at Evans Hairstyling College. They're located at 995 East Tabernacle. Drop by and set your appointment. Call 673-6128 and watch for registration at Evans Hairstyling College in St. George.
Back at Hurst Field, Dixie exploding for seven runs here in the sixth inning. And after being held to six runs, only four hits, but the six runs, only one of them earned in that first ball game. Dixie exploding over the sixth-ranked team in the nation, and it's suddenly 15-3 margin. And Aaron MacArthur, the idea now is for MacArthur to throw strikes, let dare Arizona Western to come back. Ben Griffin on his knee at third base in obvious emotional agony right now as these Matador ball players had a golden opportunity to make the first trip to the JUCO. But let me remind you, in baseball, really nothing is safe, just relatively safe. Cale Shepard, solo home run, began this ball game, began this inning, had us an RBI single, two RBIs on the day, two for three and a walk. Man on at first base, Brad Parker with that two-run single, the pitch down low. As the new pitcher is, I should have, that's Lorenz, Damon Lorenz, who comes in.
And even with a 12-run lead, Larry, I haven't heard any Fat Lady singing yet. We're only in the sixth inning.
Pitch hit in the air to left field, and that should be an easy play for the left fielder. Out there is Chris Ofoli. He's got to feel awfully lonely right now. He is the next pitcher, Chris Ofoli. So that's two outs. After Lorenz, it goes to Chris Ofoli. He's the next man in order because I don't think they'll go back with any of their starters earlier. They just want to stop the bleeding as much as they can right now. Damon Lorenz, first pitch, floats high, ball one. Cloward, second time up in this inning. Cloward has singled in a run, has walked, was wild-pitched home eventually. Ball one to Cloward. Two men out, Parker on at first base. A 7-run sixth inning. Breaking pitch, misses. Ball two. And against Arizona Western, you can almost use any runs you can get right now.
The way that thing floated in there, it looked like it was almost a knuckle curve.
2-0 pitch. Lorenz pitch. Tries to hold up. He goes around. I don't think there's any question. That's a strike.
Yeah, no question that's a fastball, too. Up and in.
You can put 10-pound test on that thing and not pull that bat back.
Yeah.
50-pound test. 2-1 count to Wyatt Cloward. Pitch inside, hit him. Just skimmed the elbow. So Cloward hit by a pitch. Cloward, in postseason play, has been thunked for the fourth time. He leads everybody for Dixie. And so moving on to first base is Cloward. Moving to second is Parker as he's hit by a pitch. And the 12th man to come to the plate, Troy Tuttle, walked in the middle of all of this and eventually scored. So he's 0 for 3, but does have a run scored after walking.
You got a feel for Juan Navarro there. That pitch skimmed Cloward and then came off and hit Juan Navarro right in the chops, right in the mask. He came off of there kind of shaking his face.
Pitch fouled back. Skeeter Ellison waiting on deck. Ellison's still waiting for something to happen good for him bat-wise in this game, although he did walk last time, but he was the man who was thrown out at the plate for the first out. The pitch, breaking pitch, call strike. Two strikes. So a big error helped open the floodgates after Dixie already had put across some runs. Had put across two runs and had taken the lead, but since that time, that error really costly. Breaking pitch, loop towards left field. That's a base hit. Brad Parker around third. He should score. The throw from Chris Ofoli coming through. Parker scoring standing up. So an RBI single by Tuttle make it 16-3. And we're going to have to get the proverbial calculator. Everybody break out your abacus, because by the end of this inning, we're going to have errors and hits and runs for everybody.
Well, of the men in the batting order for Dixie in this inning, Skeeter Ellison, who's coming to the plate now, is the only one who hasn't scored a run.
That with an asterisk, Bronson Bills, the pinch runner for the catcher,
that's
scored
true.
In place of
Norton. Okay.
Two men out, Ellison to the plate. Walked his last time in this inning. Hits the ball deep to left field. Ellison sending that one up and out. Home run, Skeeter Ellison. 3-run shot, and Dixie trying to put this one well out of reach. 3-run home run by Dixie. Unbelievable ball game. And scoring is Cloward. Scoring is Troy Tuttle. Scoring is Skeeter Ellison. That is the second home run in this inning. And let me double check. I think that is the fourth home run in this ball game for Dixie. Thorne, Parker, Shepard, now Skeeter Ellison with his third home run in this postseason play, in this tournament. A 3-run home run, and Ellison just anxious to come out of it. We're talking a 10-run inning for Dixie. 10-run inning for the Rebels.
And now Skeeter has scored in this inning, too.
The pitch. Outside, ball one. Let me double-check on that. That should be, let's see, 11
runs in this
11 game. Runs in this inning. It's a 19-3 lead. Breaking pitch, call strike. 1-1 count to Brad Thorne.
The problem is that the scoreboard does not allow for double digits in a single inning, and so they've got 9 up there, but they can't put the next two.
The pitch outside off the catcher's glove. These poor guys for Arizona Western, the fielders, have been standing out there forever. And this is a case where you do not hit five-run home runs and come back. Arizona Western has to get what they can against Aaron MacArthur. To the plate, the pitch, calls strike. 2-2 count. What else could Dixie ask for after they got through that first game without any hits to speak of? Just four of them, not no hit, but they were bottled up well by Ortiz. Breaking pitch outside, ball three. 3-2 count to Thorne, who walked earlier in this inning. Bases are clear, two men out. Lorenz trying to get the last out. Chris Ofulli trying to loosen up in the outfield. He knows he's next. Pitch, foul, four. Thorne on at first base. Arizona Western down by a 19-3 margin. And coming to the plate, Justin Garrett. Once again, you have the pinch runner, Bills, in. Bills has done very well. He scored twice already. Justin Garrett coming to the plate. He was the man who hit the fielder's choice as the error by the second baseman really opened the floodgates. Yes, it was starting to overflow the dam anyway. Fastball swung on and fouled off. Dixie, unbelievable. Now there's almost a sympathy in the stands right now. The pitch. Breaking pitch up high. Ball one. 1-1 count. Damon Lorenz trying to close the door. And Dixie trying to undo what was done in by them earlier. So many good things happening for Dixie now. Slow curveball. Swung on and missed. Strike two. But let me remind you, as Yogi Berra said, all together now, it's never over till it's over. It ain't over till it's over.
There you go.
You don't count it until it's finished. Popped up, foul. Navarro, obviously, tired behind home plate. Navarro has been hit on the fingers. He's been hit in the throat. He's been zinged in the mask. His legs have got to be sore. This is his second game that he is caught behind the plate. Lorenz, ball hit deep to left center field, and back goes Chris Ofulli. Has a shot at it. Garrett flies out to mercifully end the inning. In that inning, a total of 11 runs for Dixie. Let's see if we can count up hits. One, two. Let's see, three, four. Only four hits, believe it or not, in that inning. That's what we have. Five hits. Five hits in that inning and an error. And one man left on base. And at the end of five and a half, it's a 19-3 lead. Dixie over Arizona Western. Back after this timeout.
Buick, the new symbol of quality in America. Hometown dealership, Bradshaw Buick Cedar City, Newby Buick St. George, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield are family-owned dealerships known as your Southern Utah Buick dealers. Three good reasons why people prefer to buy their new Buicks in Southern Utah. No high pressure, no high overhead. It's more like buying a car from your neighbor with the service to match. The symbol of quality in America at Newby Buick St. George, Bradshaw Buick Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center, Richfield. Champion Cellular has great specials. Cell phones start at $18.95. Flip phones at $99. 400 minutes free for the first 2 months after activation. Some restrictions apply. Call Champion Cellular 590-5000 or 632-5176. EDG Fashion Floors at 225 North Bluff has a showroom full of everything to decorate your home or office beautifully. Call for a free consultation. Home of the Capture dry cleaning system for carpet and rugs, too. EDG Fashion Floors, your Trustmark and Carpet Max dealer.
Aaron MacArthur to face Ted Gonzalez, bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch fouled off, strike one. Whereupon somebody ought to stick on Aaron MacArthur's glove. You think there's no Santa Claus? 19-3, a 16-run lead. If you lose this one, you deserve to lose it. Pitch, called ball, misses outside. 1-1 count. MacArthur, the idea is to don't get too fine. Throw it down the middle, see if they can hit it at somebody. You have to get 12 outs to wrap this one up. Bottom of the sixth inning, the pitch inside, ball two. Plus, Dixie's bats still have a chance to pick up some more.
I'm not so sure, on the other hand, that you throw it down the middle. I think maybe you throw it on the corners and make them work for it, but you've got the right idea, certainly.
2-1 pitch, hit hard towards the shortstop, base hit by Ted Gonzalez. So Gonzalez with his second base hit leads off the bottom of the sixth inning. Now you have, now before Arizona Western panics, can it be overcome? You bet it can be overcome, but you have to do it as you can. You're not going to go out and hit five-run home runs. You have to do it like Ted Gonzalez did. Get your pitch, hit the single.
Yeah.
Get what you can when you can, and hopefully you have enough outs to get back. And if you end up with this one, you have had a dandy slugfest. MacArthur into the stretch. Pitch hit off the end of the bat, foul down the first baseline. Dornfeld at the plate. Fielder's choice lined out to the center fielder. Single. He is one for three. So Arizona Western, talk about a mountain to overcome. The Cascades would be smaller.
The Rockies.
But Mount Everest has been climbed. So that's the question. MacArthur, how long can he go? Big curveball. Call strike. 0-2 count. Every inning that MacArthur can get behind him plays into Gordon Jolly's hands with his pitching staff because he has more and more fresher and fresher arms to try to put the nail on this one. Put this one in the column. Fouled off. 0-2 count to Dornfeld. Brad Parker with a two-run single and a three-run home run, and he almost take to isolate anybody, but huge five RBIs for Parker. He had eight last week, five today. He's having a good postseason, too. Big curveball, swung on and missed, strike three. Big overhand curveball. And MacArthur has the first out of the sixth inning. Coming to the plate, Luis Navarro. He walked twice and hit into a double play last time, so MacArthur should be over his shell shock with Navarro. He threw ten straight pitches out of the strike zone to Navarro, and when he finally got one in the strike zone, Navarro hit it at the second baseman. He is 0 for 1 today in two walks. Pitch inside. So out of the pitches that he's thrown, only one has crossed the plate and never got to the catcher.
But the 10 straight that he threw were all outside. Just that he's throwing one inside is a good sign.
Pitch, down low, ball two. No strike to Navarro has reached the catcher's glove. 2-0 count to Navarro. One man out, a man on, bottom of the sixth inning. Dixie with an 11-run sixth inning. Fastball down low. Ball three. That one sunk just as it got to the plate.
It must have. It was in a good spot.
Dixie
it's
fan.
A little low.
Wanting to wrap this one up. This is a case where you don't care if Dixie gets any more runs. You just don't want Arizona Western to come close. Pitch. Ball four. Four straight pitches. And for the third time today, Navarro is on at first base. Moving to second is Gonzalez. On at first is Luis Navarro. And coming to the plate, Octavio Sandoval. Sandoval, fielder's choice. Flied out to right field. Flied out to center field. The nice thing for MacArthur, you're facing the power men of the order, and they aren't going to damage you too much. A little warm-up action may be taking place. Robbie Allen headed down to the bullpen. Pitch misses off the corner. Ball one. Might have been a strike with our first game umpire. But each umpire establishes his strike zone and this has really been a pretty consistent crew.
Oh, yeah.
One ball count to Octavio Sandoval, the right fielder. Pitch. Up high, ball two. MacArthur, with a 2-0 count, needing to throw strikes and still nibbling. I guess old habits are hard to break.
Yes, so. I don't think if he puts this guy on, I don't think Gordon will have too much more patience with him because you don't want to fritter away even a little bit at a time a 16-run lead with the JUCO World Series at stake.
Pitch down low, ball three. So goes up high, down low, outside. 3-0 count, and MacArthur can't buy a strike. I'm not even sure if he can rent one right now. 3-0 count. Shepard in at first base, not anticipating the bunt. Now he starts to drop back. I think hollering some encouragement. Cale Shepard, also a possibility as a relief pitcher. Pitch, call strike. That one brings him back. So Sandoval may be a little too anxious. And MacArthur got the strike that time, 3-1 count. Instead of having back-to-back walks, getting a lot of encouragement from the fans to throw strikes and walks the batter again, loads the bases. So here we go, bottom of the sixth inning. And before Dixie gets too excited, Gordon Jolly wants to talk to Aaron MacArthur. MacArthur ended up with a rash of singles against him about this inning against Ricks College.
Brad Thorne, as soon as he threw the ball forward, Brad Thorne motioned to Gordon Jolly and said, "Hey, come on out, coach. We need to talk to him or make a move here."
So it looks like they'll be in at the corners. Cale Shepard is in, standing around on the mound just a little bit. And at third base, Buggy Sudbury. Sudbury could pitch a little bit, although he hasn't this year. He did last year. But you have plenty of people to choose from. You have plenty of pitchers to choose from now and could get some work for some. But now, a berth in the JUCO World Series is on the line, and I don't care who you are, even a 16-run lead, you still get a little nervous when your pitcher helps walk the bases full. Gordon Jolly directing Parker back. Munoz called strike. Munoz is 3-for-3 against MacArthur. Two singles, a double, has scored twice.
He has liked MacArthur's offerings so far.
One strike count to Munoz. One man out, bottom of the sixth inning. Dixie with the lead, pitch down low, ball one, 1-1 count. And suddenly, for MacArthur, it's like the plate is moving. For us, the plate stands still, and MacArthur not finding the plate. But for him, he must feel like the plate's moving. 1-1 count. Munoz, left-handed hitting first baseman. Big curveball outside, ball two, 2-1 count. 19-3. After the first quarter?
Yeah, they missed two extra points.
19-3. Dixie with the lead. Huge, huge advantage. Back deep is the infield. They want the outs. They'll give up whatever, but they need the outs. Pitch chased and missed. That one may have been out of the strike zone. Munoz went with it.
Yeah, Munoz helped him on that one, certainly. That was ball three.
2-2 count to Billy Munoz. Brad Benson waiting on deck. The last thing MacArthur wants to do is to walk anybody, but that's what he's done. He's walked two people, and the bases are loaded. The pitch inside almost hits Munoz, a 3-2 pitch. Do you start the runners? Silly question. With one man out and down by 16 runs? No way.
Well,
bases loaded. Munoz, left-handed hitting first baseman. MacArthur has to come in with something, or he walks in a run. The pitch fouled off. Munoz spoils a pretty good delivery. Allen's starting to get loosened up. Bronson Bill's headed down also. And I'm not sure what that's all about. Unless you may see Troy Tuttle coming in to pitch. He pitched in high school. And control a pretty good fastball.
I think Bronson's down there just telling him, are you ready yet?
Pitch hit on the ground towards the first baseman. Shepard will allow the run to score. Munoz gets the RBI on the fielder's choice. It's a 19-4 advantage as Gonzalez scores. The RBI to Munoz. And not on a fielder's choice, on a ground ball, I should say. He does not reach first base. Ground ball out to the first baseman unassisted. Gets the RBI. He hit it deep. Navarro over to third. Sandoval at second. Two men out. And coming to the plate now is Brad Benson. 19-4, so Arizona Western has scored once in the second, once in the third, once in the fifth, once in the sixth. Gordon Jolly anxious to see how many more innings he can get out of MacArthur. MacArthur into the stretch, pitch, fouled off. Strike one. MacArthur and Robbie Allen combined for a pretty good win at College of Southern Idaho in a non-league game. When Dixie had taken a win streak into Ricks and split with the Vikings, then went over to CSI in a non-league game, then came back and won two at Colorado Northwestern. They used everybody but Garf and Lambert, who went against CNCC. Into the stretch, MacArthur, big breaking pitch, call strike, catches that inside corner. Benson struck out twice against MacArthur, and MacArthur also gave up a double to Benson, an RBI double. Men at second and third, two men out, bottom of the sixth inning. MacArthur trying to struggle through and get the last few outs.
Tailing fastball outside corner here.
Breaking pitch, chased and missed. It's in the dirt. Brad Thorne's going to have to hustle it down and throw him out. He does low. No, error on the throw. Run scores. And the chance to get the run to get the out, error on the catcher. Because he had him at first base, and Navarro scores, unearned run. On to third base is Sandoval. It's got to be an error on the catcher on the throw. Because Thorne, even though it skipped way away from him, had a clear shot at the first baseman, and Thorne just has to be tired. 19-5, so that 16-run lead is now down to a 15-run lead. Or that down to a 14-run lead. Bottom of the sixth inning. Juan Navarro at the plate, singled his last time, reached on an error, grounded out to the third baseman. So MacArthur had the strikeout, but on at first base anyway is Brad Benson, and the run scores. Brad Thorne reminding everybody there are two men out. Dixie needing 10 outs to clinch this victory. That's a long ways to go. The pitch to Juan Navarro inside, ball one. MacArthur, I'm not sure if MacArthur will go into the seventh. We'll wait and see. That was a long time for him to sit also.
Well, the other thing is he's well past 100 pitches now.
The pitch to by MacArthur in the dirt, ball two, and he's looking a little weary right now.
Yeah, he's starting to look ragged.
2-0 count to Navarro, a little shaky. Let's see if MacArthur can come back. If he can get the out, he might get another inning.
I'd be surprised.
Hit in the air to right center field. That one's going to drop. Another run scores. Peterson is going to cut it off. The man goes to third, and so the inning is still alive. And so in comes Sandoval on the RBI single by Juan Navarro as he battles one and gets an RBI. And it's a 19-6 ball game. In comes Klatt to pinch run again. So Klatt has been in before, and he'll be in again if he gets on again. This is the third time Klatt has scored one run. Ben Griffin coming to the plate, reached on an error, flied out, got the sacrifice fly to center field. Two men out. Griffin could make this a close ball game again, or starting to get close if he hits one out. Griffin has a home run in this series. MacArthur, pitch off the end of the bat, strike one. So what a sixth inning. Dixie sends 15 men to the plate.
Well, the sixth inning started over an hour ago, Larry.
And Arizona Western is answered with their eighth man to the plate now. So we've had a whole ball game in the sixth inning. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Ball one. 1-1 count. Can you hang on? Can you get it? That's the question. Robbie Allen pitched in the first game. Wrapped things up and really did a pretty good job. It was getting warm down in the bullpen. May have a chance to come in and try to seal this one for MacArthur. MacArthur has given up six runs, some not earned. Ground ball to Sudbury. Drops it, gets it, throws it to second base. Gets the force out. That's the third out to retire the side, and that may have saved MacArthur another inning. So in that inning, three runs on two base hits, an error, and two men left on base. And at the end of six innings, it is a 19-6 lead for Dixie. Back after this timeout.
Sign up today for ConNet Cellular's free weekend of phone calls for 2 months. That means you can place and receive calls on your ConNet Cellular phone at no charge during specified weekend hours of midnight Friday through 11:59 p.m. Sunday. The offer is available for a limited time. Find out the details today at ConNet Cellular. Call 628-2002 or see them at 370 West St. George Boulevard. ConNet Cellular.
Thought you couldn't afford a maid? Now you can. Call the maids at 634-0840 and see how inexpensive it can be to have a beautifully clean home. The maids are licensed, bonded, and guaranteed. Call the maids today, 634-0840.
Buying or selling real estate? ERA Brokers Consolidated has four offices to serve you in St. George, Bloomington, Hurricane, and Mesquite, Nevada. Nobody sells real estate like ERA Brokers. Go Team ERA. 1-800-ERA-BROKERS.
In southern Utah, this is the sports leader, KSGI AM and FM, St. George.
Pardon me? I didn't hear you. Top of the seventh inning, Dixie with a chance, if they can, to pick up some more runs. Benson goes in to catch, so Chris Afuoli will slip into third base, apparently, and Navarro gets some well-needed rest. And Hoisington comes in. So Lawrence is out. Justin Crisafulli comes in from left field. Well, let's double check. Yes, it's Hoisington that goes into left field. Hoisington will bat in place of Juan Navarro. So Hoisington will bat in place of Juan Navarro, it looks like, who has had quite a day. Benson goes in to catch. And Juan Navarro's out. Benson's in to catch. On to pitch will be Crisafulli, the left fielder. Has a pretty good arm, no question about that. So Navarro's out. Top of the seventh inning, Dixie will send the top of the order to the plate. Peterson, Sudbury, and Brad Parker. I've got to ask Jeff Scholson, the coach for Southern Utah University, which one of the Arizona Western players is going to play for him in Alaska this year. That's why one of the reasons why I came by to watch, not only to scout. Let's see if we get the official. Let's see if we have any other changes. So Benson comes in to catch. He will stay in. Robbie Allen has stopped throwing. He may get up and throw a little bit more. We'll see if Allen goes, if MacArthur goes any farther. I don't think so.
117 pitches already, and he's had a long day. I'd be surprised.
We may have Robbie Allen in to relieve. Craig Peterson to lead things off. Peterson helped break things open with that two-run single in the fifth inning. Has that got an advantage? Then reached on a fielder's choice and scored again. He scored three times. He is 3-for-5 today. Craig Peterson leading off the seventh inning. It's Peterson, Sudbury, and Brad Parker, the top of the order to face Crisafulli. The pitch called strike on that inside corner. Crisafulli has a chance to finish in high style and keep things going. I've got to ask Jeff Scholson. The pitch bunted down the third baseline. I've got to ask Jeff which one of the Arizona Western ballplayers is going to play for him in Tyler Haddix. Is he any relation? No, he wouldn't be. Any relation to Harvey Haddix? Got to ask. The old left-handed pitcher. So it's two strikes on the foul on the bunt for Peterson as he tried to bunt his way on. Crisafulli on the mound. 0-2 count to Craig Peterson. Buggy Sudbury waiting on deck. Into the windup, Crisafulli, breaking pitch, just a little slider, misses up high, ball one. 1-2 count. Some ball players could have some dandy days, could really boost their batting averages in a day like this. 19-6, Dixie with the lead, breaking pitch inside, ball two, 2-2 count. We may be here for a while, the way this is going. Long, long day at Dixie College, where the Hurst Field has not been able to contain the Dixie College bats today in the second game after really getting bothered in that first game. Fouled off, count holds, two balls, two strikes. I think that shows something about the type of pitching that Rosario Ortiz did in that first game. Dixie with a huge amount, 14 hits in this ball game, 19 runs. Of course, a lot of base on balls help things, and a strategic error here and there. Peterson, pitch outside, ball three, and Peterson has gone to a 3-2 count again. Singled twice when he was at a 3-2 count, including that two-run single to drive in two runs. The pitch behind him, right to the backstop. That is ball four. So Peterson, the ball thrown behind. And Royden Tate wants to talk. The ball was not picked up. It was still a live baseball. And Peterson could go on to second base. He's just walking to first. And Royden Tate on the 3-2 pitch is making a complaint right now. Royden Tate, who spent the morning right up to 11 o'clock at his sister's wedding this morning, came out just at 11 o'clock and zipped to the ballpark, changed in the car, he says, which would have been an interesting situation. Nobody caught him, so no citation, please. He was not driving while he was doing it. Buggy Sudbury, three walks, a fielder's choice, doubled in two runs last time. Crisafulli, breaking pitch, hit deep to left field. Put an exclamation point on it. It is gone. So Buggy Sudbury undresses the bases. two-run home run, the fifth of the day by Dixie. It's a 21-6 game. And Buggy Sudbury, after that pitch thrown behind the left-handed hitting Peterson, Dixie trying to be as calm but as happy at the same time as they can be. Jeff Garf.
Got something to say to the plate umpire.
I think he did. He said something to the plate umpire as he walked away. Garf, very quiet.
But there was some anger in the Dixie dugout and in the stands over the pitch thrown behind Peterson. They obviously felt that it had something to do with Peterson running over the catcher yesterday and the pitch thrown behind him.
Bunted on that on the plate. Pitch strike one to Brad Parker on the 0-1 count. Peterson tried to bunt his way on. And I think that was what had angered them. The pitch, misses, up and in, ball one, 1-1 count. Brad Parker at the plate. Dixie with a 21-6 margin. So Arizona Western gets three runs in the bottom of the sixth. Dixie gets two of them back from Buggy Sudbury. Pitch outside, ball two. And Sudbury, I think, is back on course. And I think you'll see him more confident over at third base suddenly after he struggled with a bat today. Brad Parker, pitch, foul straight back. And that one was righting in. 2-2 count to Brad Parker.
Well, that's certainly the way you answer that kind of a situation. You wait and take care of it on the field rather than mouthing off about it, and that's what Buggy did.
Jeff Garf, I mentioned, he's a very calm pitcher. He's calm and cool, collected on the mound. An outstanding student, the student athlete of the year at Dixie College. Pitch, tries to hold up. He fouled. No, he got hit by the pitch. Tried to hold up, and it hit him on the forearm. So, man on at first base, and Cale Shepard coming to the plate. Shepard, a solo home run, an RBI single. Flied out, walked. So he is 2-for-4. Two RBIs today. Shepard, with 18 runs batted in postseason play. Three home runs. The cleanup hitter has done the cleanup job. The pitch misses up high, ball one. Did he go? No.
No. Ball. I rather doubt that you're going to see Chris Ofulli hang that slider out over the plate again.
Cale Shepard. Dixie really unloading the bats. Pitch way up high, ball two. Dixie. This is where part of the reason why you have a 10-run rule, but it does not apply in this championship game. As it's a 15-run margin, and Dixie has the advantage. 3-0 count to Shepard. And Chris Ofulli, shaken up a little bit by that home run, hits the next batter. Not really going after him. The pitch, called strike. No, called ball. Looked like it was going to be on the inside corner. It's a base on ball. So a walk, a home run, a hit by the pitch, and a base on balls, and Wyatt Cloward coming to the plate. Cloward, an RBI single, hit by pitch, walked, popped up to, or grounded out to the third baseman, grounded out to the first baseman.
Well, this game.
We got a long, do you want another book? Pitch, called strike on that outside corner to Cloward. So it's into a three-page scorebook now, scorer's day. The pitch up inside hits him, and the umpire says he's gone. I think
the umpire's
that's it.
Thrown him out.
Chris Ofulli's just been thrown out of the ball game as Cloward was hit by the pitch. So Cloward has been hit by the pitch and drilled on an 0-1 pitch, and Chris Ofulli is gone. John Stratton ejected. So one pitch thrown behind a runner. Parker hits a batter. And drilled right in the middle of the back is Cloward. And so you hate to see this as suddenly you have lots of bad feelings. And Gordon Jolly, very competitive ball club. He has to keep them under fire now. And Chris Ofulli is gone. Chris Ofulli ejected on the hit by pitch.
Now, did he warn Stratton or did he throw Stratton as well?
I don't think he's thrown Stratton out. Stratton just talked with him. I think Stratton is still in. Or was it warnings? Apparently that was just warnings.
Evidently.
Warnings to Stratton, warnings to Chris Ofulli. It looked like he directed him to be thrown out of the game. And that surprised me. Stratton, John Stratton, really a gentleman, a very good coach. He's a pleasant man to talk to. And both teams have been warned. So anybody, as the umpires, it becomes a judgment call now, and that's kind of the risk. A judgment call, if the umpires feel that you're throwing at somebody, that's it. Pitch, call, strike to Tuttle. Troy Tuttle, single, walked, called out on strikes, flight out, 1-for-4. Ground ball to the shortstop, trying to come to the plate. The throw to Navarro, to the catcher, good, not in time, down at first base. So they have the lead runner and finally have an out. So Tuttle on the fielder's choice. Parker out 6-2. And that has taken a lot of the fire out of both ball clubs. Jeff Garf apparently helped set up Dixie's warning by saying something. I mentioned Garf very quiet. He's in a communications class with my daughter at Dixie College, and she says, he's very quiet. Good student, though. Excellent student. Student athlete of the year as a freshman. Pitch to Skeeter Ellison down in the dirt, ball one. Ellison, a two-run home run his last time up. His third home run in this district playoff and second against Arizona Western. The pitch, up high, ball two, 2-0 count. So apparently I will be traveling on my son's birthday next week. We've missed his birthday at so many celebrations. I had a daughter in the hospital for an operation 1 year on his birthday. And all sorts of pitch, called strike. On that inside corner, it looked like it was going to be graduation. It was graduation 1 year. My daughter's, other daughter's graduation from high school on his birthday 1 year.
Take him with you.
I'd offer, except I think he has some baseball games that he has to play. Pitch up high, ball three. He's playing in the, senior little league over in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Trinidad State last year ended up going to the JUCO World Series. We mentioned three different teams in the district playoffs. Is the infield. The ball hit hard to the first base and
nice
backhanded
play
by Munoz. He's going to go to third base, and Ellison is going to make it to first. They're going to tag the man at third, and stepping on third base is the runner.
Play, isn't it?
So it's going to be a fielder's choice.
It's
going
play,
to be a fielder's
it?
Choice. They stepped on the bag, and it should be a force out. He stepped on the plate, and Ellison didn't run to first expecting the double play, so it'll be a force, a fielder's choice, and
Ellison never stepped on the first base.
And Shepard held up at third, and so that was a case of kind of faking Munoz. Munoz didn't step on the bag. He just came right to home plate. So it'll be out 3-2. The catcher tagged him back at third base, and that's what John Stratton's arguing about. Munoz never touched first base. He just picked it up and threw home. And Shepard thought that Munoz, from the angle, you could not tell, thought Munoz had tagged first base, so he held up. So that's how that circus started. Brad Thorne at the plate. Solo home run, walk. And grounded out to the first baseman unassisted. So he is 1-for-2. Although this is his fifth appearance at the plate. Thorne at the plate. Two men out in the seventh inning. Pitch swung on and missed. Strike one on the curveball. So Chris Ofoli actually doing a pretty good job of holding Dixie to two runs after what happened in the sixth inning. Is the barge split in two on the river. Breaking pitch. Misses outside. 1-1 count. Well, it was an ugly first game. They had 14 runs, and one of them earned, and the one that was earned was not driven in on an RBI. It scored on a double play, an odd double play. The pitch, low fastball, chopped down the third baseline. Good play by Griffin going back to get Thorne on the foul out, and that ends the inning. In that inning, two runs on a total of one base hit, the home run. The two-run home run, no errors. And two men left on base, or do we have three? Three men left on base?
Yep.
Three men left on base. And that's the end of 6.5 innings of play. Dixie with a 21-6 lead over Arizona Western back after this timeout.
Hey, sports fan, if you like the strength of the GMC name behind the truck you drive, now's the time to make a dash to your local Color Country GMC dealer. With a huge selection of 95 models available now, you'll score big on savings on the hottest trucks on the road. Check out their line of Jimmys, Sierra, Sierra Club Coupes, and Suburbans. They're slick and they're tough, and they're priced for immediate delivery. Your GMC guarantee is that you'll come out a winner. Stop by today at Newby GMC St. George, Tri-State GMC Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center, Richfield.
Call 635-ROSE and let Candlelight and Roses help you celebrate that special occasion. For fresh or silk floral arrangements, colorful balloons, or the ultimate gourmet gift basket, remember, nothing says romance like Candlelight and Roses, located in the Westwind Plaza in Hurricane. 635-ROSE.
Hungry for a deli sandwich that's mostly meat and cheese, not mostly lettuce? Dixie Deli is the place. Come see why their sandwiches are a favorite of Factory Outlet employees and shoppers alike. Senior citizens, be sure to ask for your 10% discount. Dixie Deli, open 7 days a week in the Zion Factory Outlet Mall.
Long ball game already. 21-6, Dixie with an overwhelming lead. 9 outs to get the victory, and Aaron MacArthur goes to the sidelines. He's given his stalwart 7 innings, stands to win unless Robbie Allen totally falls apart. Robbie Allen, the new pitcher. Allen worked in the first inning, first ball game, got a nice inning of pitching out of the way. Robbie Allen, the injunction now for Allen is to actually 6 innings for MacArthur to get the last 3 innings. So Robbie Allen trying to combine with MacArthur for another victory. Cody Anderson now playing catch with Brad Parker in right field, and Anderson may be one of the pitchers to come in next. We'll wait and see, although Anderson has had a problem with wildness this year. Chris Afuoli coming to the plate, and this is where you're going to check. If Chris Afuoli gets thrown out, he's the pitcher, then Allen gets tossed, and probably Gordon Jolly. Robbie Allen, the idea is to throw strikes. You have 9 outs to get. You have a 15-run margin to go to the JUCO. The pitch, hit, chopped into left field. Base hit by Chris Afuoli. So Chris Afuoli trying to keep things alive. Second base hit of the day. Good live bat by Chris Afuoli. Double check. He's only a freshman, so he could be back next year. Coming to the plate, Ted Gonzalez. Gonzalez, 2-for-3. Actually, 2-for-2, had a sacrifice. He is 2-for-2, scored a run in the sixth inning. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Leadoff man is on against Robbie Allen. Aaron MacArthur on the hook to this one to win if he can. Pitch up, ball one. Robbie Allen with a little wildness. You have to look for Lance Lambert or Jeff Garf just in case things start to get it weird. Allen looks over at first base to the plate. Breaking pitch up high, ball two. 2-0 count. A lot of fans, stalwart fans, hanging on to watch the end of this one. And they've seen about everything today. If you've been with us from the beginning, then we have had about everything in the way of baseball happen today at Hurst Field. The pitch, up and in, ball three, 3-0 count. No triple play. Nope, that's true. We haven't had a triple play. We almost had an ejection. We may yet get one of those. And it's a 3-0 count to the batter. First batter on by way of the base hit. Allen to the plate, 3-0 pitch, called strike. I don't know what he threw, but it sure came out of his right wrist. Right out of the back of the wrist. It didn't come off the hand. Thank you, Paul. Paul Husselby getting some water for us as we are trying to get through this. Line drive into left field. Another base hit. Skeeter Ellison will try to track this one down, and it's station-to-station baseball, so back-to-back base hits. And the way things happen with Arizona Western, don't count everything out. Even with a 15-run lead, because suddenly you start getting some long balls and Dixie needing some outs. Gordon Jolly trying to nurse this one home. Robbie Allen at the plate, back-to-back singles. Ty Halverson starting to warm up just in case it starts to get close or Dixie starts to get a little wild again with the bats. Into the stretch, Allen comes to the plate, big knuckleball, knuckle curveball, ball one. Chris Afuoli at second base. On at first base is Ted Gonzalez, and Gordon Jolly wants to talk to his pitcher. Boy, you can hear that, can't you? Thank you, Paul. Got some ice water. This evening at 7 o'clock, I'm not sure. I have not been able to receive information about who Dixie plays. But Dixie High School will play in the semifinals this evening at 7 o'clock. Long day for poor Tom LaRocque, who is doing the broadcast for us from Spanish Fork. I'll be up there tomorrow to bring the finale to Dixie High School's attempt for the state tournament. Ball hit in the air to center field. Craig Peterson misjudges that one, and in comes it, grabs the fly ball. Looked like he had a tough time with that one as he was trying to measure that one, hit right at him. He's had a bundle of those, but Craig Peterson with a fine center field has an out. One man out, Luis Navarro, who walked three times and hit in a double play.
You're right about Peterson, Larry. He has gathered in everything that's been hit his way today that's humanly possible to catch. He's been there to make the catch.
Into the stretch, Allen, pitch inside, fades inside, ball one. Robbie Allen trying to wrap it up for his old high school teammate. Robbie Allen and Aaron MacArthur on the 3A state championship team last year for the Dixie Flyers. Turns the ball over, gets a swinging strike, 1-1. Power men of the order, Octavio Sandoval, waiting next. And then you're into the 4 and 5 hitters. A 15-run lead. Dixie with 8 outs to get the victory. 1-1 pitch to Luis Navarro. Chopped down the first baseline, foul. Dixie with the strength of the bats looking significantly more relaxed and confident in the field, although there's still a little bit of jitters out there. This has not been the best fielding demonstration by Dixie, nor has it been a particularly outstanding fielding demonstration by a good fielding team, Arizona Western. They helped open a few floodgates, too, today.
Well, the one error in particular in the sixth was crucial.
Pitch outside. Count goes to 3-1 to Luis Navarro. Or 3-2. Or 2-2. Did I say 2-2, isn't it?
It is 2-2. Yes.
It is 2-2. I'm marking things in the wrong spot here again. 2-2 count to Luis Navarro. Allen to the plate. Pitch fouled off. Navarro sending that one off. The idea is to throw strikes, and every manager worth his salt will look at the pitcher and say, why can't he throw strikes? He has a huge lead. But it isn't that easy. It isn't that easy. Allen looks back at second base, comes to the plate. The pitch hit hard to the first baseman. No, beyond the first baseman, base hit. Mingo, one stop at a time, and so base hit loads the bases. Base is loaded as Chris Afuoli is over at third, Gonzalez at second. Did not send Chris Afuoli, especially with Parker in right field, and he threw a one-bounce strike to the catcher anyway. Got away from Thorne, but nobody even tried. Coming to the plate now is Octavio Sandoval. Sandoval walked and scored, flied out, hit on a fielder's choice. Got on the fielder's choice. He's 0 for 3 today. Robbie Allen with one man out, bottom of the seventh inning, and this one is stretching on and on. Dixie College in the marathon, trying to get the championship of the District 1 playoffs. The throw gets away. It's going to be a wild pitch, and the run scores. So Chris Afuoli, as it gets away, Brad Thorne didn't find it immediately, and a run is in. Everybody moves up. Gonzalez to third, Navarro to second, and it's ball one to Sandoval. Warm-up action taking place for Dixie. Robbie Allen. Gordon Jolly trying to coach Robbie Allen through. Sandoval trying to get the base hit, keep things alive. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Sandoval trying to take that one home. And Allen had him out in front of it. 1-1 count. Robbie Allen will be needed if Dixie does wrap it up and go to the JUCO. Breaking pitch in the air, deep to center field. Back goes Craig Peterson near the warning track. Peterson gathers it in. It'll be a sacrifice fly. So another run scores, but you have the out. And so Sandoval, sacrifice fly, gets the RBI as he hits it deep. And that's okay for Dixie. Two runs score for Arizona Western so far. Man to third is Navarro. And at the plate, Billy Munoz finally grounded out, but got the RBI. It's interesting. Scores twice, goes 3 for 3 against MacArthur, but when he gets out, he gets the RBI. That's when he gets his RBI. So he's 3 for 4 today. Man at third. Infield back very deep. Not anticipating any bunts down the third baseline. The pitch. Down low. Ball one. 21-8. So this is not over. Dixie still needs seven more outs to wrap this one up. They need one to just get out of the seventh inning. Robbie Allen into the windup to Munoz. Pitch down low, ball two. Robbie Allen, a golden opportunity to stretch the arms and get three innings of work. Trying to help out his Dixie College teammates. 2-0 count to first baseman Munoz. Called strike on that inside corner. 2-1 count. Dixie with the lead, 21-8. Lots of digits out there. The pitch, breaking pitch, hit the left field. That's a base hit, and another run scores. So Munoz gets another RBI, and so Dixie has a 21-9 lead as another run comes home, and Allen being hit around.
You have to give a lot of credit to this Arizona Western team, Larry. They are not laying down and dying. They're down by 15 runs, and they're playing like it's a two-run ball game.
Hope Figueroa coming in to hit for Benson. Figueroa also a catcher. So Arizona Western trying to get some people. Actually, this is not over. Hope Figueroa, as it's spelled like Joe, but pronounced with the H sound. The pinch hitter, likely to be the new catcher. Breaking pitch, hit foul down the third baseline. Strike one. So Arizona Western starting to make some substitutions. With a 12-run difference, Arizona Western has pushed across three runs here in the seventh inning. But Dixie will have their cracks at Chris Ofoli again in the eighth inning. Allen to the plate. Breaking pitch hit deep by Figueroa. That may be out of here, and suddenly you're starting to talk needing every run you can get. Figueroa pinch hits the home run, and suddenly John Stratton looking like a genius. Two-run home run, and Robbie Allen getting racked around. Five runs in this inning. And Arizona Western now has made this a 21-11 ball game. It's a 10-run lead. Touchdown, an extra point in the field goal, and you're tied. And Gordon Jolly, I don't think, is going to go any farther. That's it. Robbie Allen has not done the job. He got two outs, and those were two long fly balls. He has not fooled anybody yet. Gordon Jolly wants the baseball, and we have a new pitcher coming in. So with two men out in the bottom of the seventh inning, five runs in, another pitcher coming in for Dixie is a 21-11 lead for the Rebels back after this timeout.
It's bigger than ever.
It's the 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Look for big values on one-of-a-kind closeouts and as-is items.
Plus, huge savings in the 10 and store-wide.
Gigantic selection of quality furniture, appliances, electronics, carpet, accessories, and more.
Free hot dogs and pop on Saturday from 11 to 3.
Huge savings. Gigantic selection.
These hot dogs are great.
The 10th sale at the Boulevard Home Furnishings going on now through Memorial Day.
Hike new trails at the base of soaring cliffs. Explore new regions of Zion Canyon. Stroll down scenic streets. Where? Springdale. Quaint shops and cozy accommodations are yours at Flanagan's, with fine dining at Flanagan's Restaurant. Flanagan's in Springdale.
What are we going to do with all these old newspapers?
And these empty soda cans and bottles, we can't just keep throwing them away.
Isn't there a recycling center in St. George?
Recycle USA at 46 North 900 East behind Harmon's. They'll buy recyclables. Call 628-4982. Recycle USA.
Lance Lambert will come in, and Gordon Jolly doesn't want to monkey around anymore. He's let this one go long enough. A 10-run lead, and Lance Lambert comes in to try to close things off. So Lambert with a chance. After picking up the victory yesterday against Arizona Western, Robbie Allen goes two-thirds of an inning, and that's it. Bases are empty, and coming to the plate, a double check, will be Hoisington, the left fielder. Pitch down low, ball one. Hoisington hit a home run in the first ball game. Hit the ball well in a relief, or in a pinch hit performance against Lambert. Next pitch. Strike one, so 1-1 count to Hoisington. Hoisington, the new batter. Two men out, bottom of the seventh inning. Breaking pitch down low, and Lance Lambert trying to wrap this thing up. And Jeff Garf may also be in line to try to pitch, too.
Let's see if Lambert
pitch hit hard inside of the third baseline, and another double by Hoisington. Hoisington is going to come up. The throw is in, and Hoisington has a double, and Arizona Western is not dead. Now you're starting to say, hey, we can still hit these guys. Lambert gives up a double. Lance Lambert, bulldog enough of a pitcher that he is going to come right after these hitters. The ninth man to come to the plate here in the seventh inning for Arizona Western is Ben Griffin. Griffin at the plate. Into the stretch, Lance Lambert. The pitch, calls strike on that outside corner.
Now, Lambert threw 116 pitches yesterday. Let's see, and we saw Picos come back out after 117 yesterday and get hit around a little bit. Let's see if Lambert has a little more rubber in his arm than Picos did.
The pitch, big breaking pitch outside, 1-1. So Griffin got a sacrifice fly on a line drive to the center fielder, so he has one RBI from that today. Griffin has had a career today, too. This game is not over. That's why you go to the full nine innings. Could have been a 10-run rule. The pitch inside, ball two, 2-1 count. And Gordon Jolly now looking to see if he can get anybody to stop Arizona Western. He had a huge lead. He had a 16-run lead at one point, 19-3. Arizona Western has cut that down to a 10-run lead, popped up by Griffin, and that is foul. Cale Shepard is not going to have a shot at it as that falls just out of play. 2-2 count to Ben Griffin, the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. This is scheduled nine. Lance Lambert trying to grit his teeth and get one more, get another stop. Lambert at times has been hit around in the relief role and at times has come in and done very well. 21-10, Dixie with the lead. The breaking pitch misses outside. It's a full count. Man on at second base is Hoisington. As Hoisington has the double with two men out, bottom of the seventh inning, Arizona Western has scored five here in the seventh. Sidearm pitch chopped towards the second baseman. Garrett up, trying to throw to first base, has the man for the third out to retire the side. So in that inning, another wild one, five runs on a total of one, two, three, four, five, six base hits. I don't think any errors, and a man left. And at the end of seven complete, Dixie with a 21-11 lead. Back after this timeout.
We're the bank for the brand new generation.
We're the bank
for when you're banking on the run.
We're the bank
for convenience you can count on. Working towards the future, we're growing strong.
Sun Capital Bank.
We're number one.
Sun Capital Bank.
We're growing strong.
Sun Capital Bank.
Wondering where to purchase your new Maytag appliance? Need professional service by a factory-trained technician? Call Reliable Maytag Home Appliance Center at 652-1330 or stop by 239 North Bluff Street in St. George. Reliable Maytag, your hometown Maytag dealer.
Don't chance it when it comes to financing your home. Call Medallion Mortgage for VA, FHA, or conventional to purchase or refinance your home. Medallion Mortgage in business since 1958, and they'll pre-qualify you for free. Call 628-9006 or see them at 60 North 300 East in St. George. Medallion Mortgage.
Hope Figueroa with the pinch hit home run helped get things a little bit closer. Comes into catch in place of Benson. And it's a 21-11 margin, bottom of the eighth, or top of the eighth inning. Justin Garrett to start off against Chris Afuli. The pitch chopped on the ground towards the second baseman. Gonzalez gets the good hop and throws him out. One up, one down. Craig Peterson coming to the plate. Peterson has had a career. Oh, what a day. Three singles, couple of RBIs, four runs scored. One walk, let me double check. Yeah, just one walk, reached on the fielder's choice. Washes three-year-old Chevys on the side and keeps his shoes polished. Pitch in the dirt, ball one. Top of the eighth inning, Dixie with a 21-11 lead. So Arizona Western coming back against Dixie as Aaron MacArthur gave about all he could, and Robbie Allen just could not stop the onslaught. Five runs scored against him in that seventh inning. Pitch down low.
Well, the thing is that Arizona Western had seen Allen in the first game and maybe had a bead on him by then.
And Allen had had a time to cool down a little bit, too. 2-0 count. Chris Ofoli trying to get the out. The pitch lifted in the air down the left field line, drifting over. Drifting is Hoisington near the line and has it. So two up, two down. And Chris Ofoli making it look easy here in the top of the eighth inning. Scott Sudbury at the plate finally broke out of his slump after reaching for on a fielder's choice, walked three times. Where's my song cue? Two-run double, two-run home run. Hit his fifth home run of the year. And it's starting to get late in the day. We're starting to get shadows starting to creep out a little bit as it is late in the afternoon. We've been at this since 11 o'clock this morning, trying to determine who the district champion is. Called strike to Sudbury.
This game is well over 3 hours old. Of course, that sixth inning took an hour to play by itself. So
Sudbury, six plate appearances, three of them count, on base every time, and four runs scored. The pitch, breaking pitch, swung on and missed strike two. Sudbury doesn't want to swing himself back into a slump. Brad Parker waiting on deck. Chris Ofoli, Dixie with a 21-11 lead. Into the windup, Chris Ofoli, right-handed left fielder who came in to work. Ball one, 1-2 count. 7 o'clock tonight, we'll have Dixie High on the air in their semifinal game, and I'll be up in Spanish Fork tomorrow to bring you the championship bracket of the 3A state tournament. Breaking pitch fouled off. Count holds, 1-2.
Buggy hangs in there.
The question is, will this be over by 7 o'clock? Well, we hope so.
I have no idea.
The way this is going, we'll have to wait and see.
I'll tell you, after being on my feet since 11, my dogs are barking. How about yours?
We're hanging in. This could have been all done if about half of these runs that Dixie had would have ended up in the first game. Everyone would have been happy, except Arizona Western. The pitch tries to hold up. He went around. That's called strike three. Yes, he did go around, and that's three up, three down. When have we heard that? Not since the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And after 7.5, it's a 21-11 lead for Dixie. And this, yes, indeed, Virginia, is baseball. Back after this timeout.
Your Southern Utah Buick dealers, Newby Buick in St. George, Bradshaw Buick in Cedar City, and Newby Auto Center in Richfield invite you to get behind the wheel of an exciting new Buick. Buicks are rated among the most trouble-free cars in America. And right now, the price is right, and the selection has never been better. At your Southern Utah Buick dealer, customer service and satisfaction is the highest priority. That's why over half the business is from repeat customers. Customer service and satisfaction from your Southern Utah Buick dealer.
For quality and lasting excellence, service and beautiful concrete coatings. Others try to imitate, but there's only one true Deco Seal. Call 674-2222 today.
Expert beauty salon service at beauty school prices. That's what you get at Evans Hairstyling College. They're located at 995 East Tabernacle. Drop by and set your appointment. Call 673-6128 and watch for registration at Evans Hairstyling College in St. George.
John Chris Ofoli to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. He led off the bottom of the seventh. Lance Lambert on in relief. Yes, the same Lance Lambert who got the victory yesterday against Arizona Western. Misses low, ball one. Lambert, his problems have been missing low. Lambert trying to wrap it up, get the last six outs. Pitch on that outside corner, strike one. Lambert, the bulldog right-hander, number two starter. He just wants to go out. Give me the ball, coach, I'll pitch. Sort of attitude. 1-1 pitch, breaking pitch, foul down that right field line. Made it tempting, but not too inviting for a good hit.
Let's see if he busts him in on the hands of the fastball here. That's what I'm guessing.
Chris Ofoli has flied out twice to the right fielder, once deep, and hit the ball hard and single, so he's 2-for-4. Pitch, sidearm pitch, just misses inside. That one tails in. There were a whole bunch of people that went ooh and ah on that one. Chris Ofoli started, didn't go around. Bottom of the eighth inning, Arizona Western, 10 runs to overcome. Fly ball, it'll drop in front of Skeeter Ellison, and here comes Arizona Western again. Just like a heavyweight fight, Dixie, with that huge 11-run sixth inning, and that's the difference right now. Otherwise, Arizona Western is leading this thing.
Yeah, you'd think that that huge 11-run sixth inning would have been the knockout punch, too, but these guys are coming off the ropes like a punch-drunk fighter, and coming after him again.
Ted Gonzalez, 3 for 3 and a sacrifice, takes a strike at the knees. Gonzalez scored twice. Arizona Western scored once in the second, once in the third, once in the fifth, three times in the sixth, strike two, and five times in the seventh, and they still trail by 10 runs. Lance Lambert, man on, not being held on as Crucifoli, fouled off the fist. No, they say he was hit by the pitch. As he started on it, the home plate umpire said he was hit by the pitch as it came up and in. And so men on at first and second, and Dixie just cannot put away these guys. Arizona Western. Hit by the pitch, hit off the hands as he was trying to get out of the way. Hit the hand. Or catcher's interference.
We're hearing catcher's interference, yeah.
Not hit by the pitch, catcher's interference. Okay, so no, that's one. Yeah, that's one we haven't had. Catcher's interference on at first base. Skimmed the glove. So Dixie trying to hand some runs back, apparently. Lambert to the plate. Calls strike to Dornfeld. Arizona Western still not out of this. 10 runs down, and you would say, hey, this is a laugher. You put this one away. But Arizona Western keeps coming back. Breaking pitch outside. Ball one, 1-1 count. Nobody out in the eighth inning. And Arizona Western trying to slug their way back into this one. Dixie has to get some outs. They need six of them. Lambert, breaking pitch, not getting the corner. 2-1 count. We may be here till 7 o'clock. I don't know.
If this keeps up.
2-1 count. The umpire says, nope, that one was low. Lambert to the plate. Fastball misses outside and low. Ball three, 3-1 count. And Lambert pitching all around the plate. And Gordon Jolly now in a full-born pace as a coach. 3-1 pitch. Hit right back up the middle into center field. A base hit. That's about the fourth time we've seen that today. And holding on at third base is the runner. Now the base is loaded. Back to back to back. And coming to the plate, Jason Klatt. Klatt, who has been the pinch runner all day, will hit for Navarro. Jason Klatt now getting the pinch hitting situation. Klatt to pinch hit. As he has been pinch running for Juan Navarro, he pinch hits for Luis Navarro. Arizona Western, is it too much to hope for the Matador fans? It may not be too much to hope for. You suddenly have the bases loaded, a 10-run lead. A good swift swing of the bat, and you're back within six. And now you're talking, with the way things have been going, a real slugfest right down to the wire. Lambert needs the out. Pitch hit right back to Lambert. Throws the third. Throws it away. The run will come home on the air. So he has the line drive for one out. And then trying to score from second. Two runs will score. So Lambert on the error. Has the line drive right back to the pitcher, and then the error on the pitcher, on the throw, as he tried to get Sudbury and just threw it wide. And what a circus. This one is anything but pretty. And two-run score on the error by Lambert. Lambert does have one out. But Gonzalez scores for the third time, and suddenly it's a 21-13 margin, and Dornfeld is at second base. You get to the power men of the order. Call strike to Sandoval. Sandoval, a sacrifice fly his last time. Has walked once, too. Into the stretch. Pitch misses down low. 1-1 count.
And the Dixie fans are wondering what was wrong with that, but as you said, it was low.